Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Achievements of Kamala Harris by Jason Dudash is a short political satire presented in the form of a fact-based report on Kamala Harris's public career, published as a paperback and widely discussed because of its unusual format. The book is associated with a deliberately blank or nearly blank interior that turns the idea of a political achievement list into a joke. Rather than functioning as a conventional biography or policy analysis, it uses the appearance of seriousness to create a critical or mocking commentary on Harris's record in public office. Its subject is contemporary American politics, and its purpose is clearly tied to election season commentary, public debate, and online viral humor. Because of that, the book stands closer to political parody than to traditional political nonfiction. Even though its description borrows the language of research and documentation, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a satirical response framed as a factual political report. The book presents itself as a serious, evidence-based review of Kamala Harris's career, but that framing is part of the joke. Its stated approach suggests analysis of votes, statements, and actions across her years in public office, which gives it the appearance of a political dossier. In practice, the title and the widely reported blank page format turn that promise into satire. This contrast matters because it shows how the book uses the conventions of nonfiction to make a political point without relying on a conventional argument structure. Readers are meant to notice the gap between the confident description and the emptiness of the pages. The book therefore works less as a source of information than as a commentary on how political reputations are built, challenged, and mocked. Its core device is irony, a book about achievements that visually withholds them. Secondly, blank page design as the book's main rhetorical device. The most distinctive feature of the book is not a plot, thesis chapter, or policy framework, but the physical presentation itself. Reports about the book repeatedly note that it contains largely blank pages, making the object of the book inseparable from its message. This design choice is central to how the satire operates, because the absence of text becomes the statement. Instead of building an argument through detailed evidence, the book invites the reader to infer the punchline from the empty interior. That approach shifts the focus from content to form and makes the paperback itself the joke. In political satire, this kind of minimalist structure can be more provocative than a long critique because it is immediately legible and easy to circulate online. The blank page strategy also explains why the book became a viral talking point. It is visually simple, instantly recognizable, and built for quick interpretation rather than deep reading. Thirdly, election season commentary shaped by controversy and polarization. The book belongs to a moment of intense political polarization, which helps explain both its appeal and its notoriety. Kamala Harris, as a national political figure and presidential nominee, is a highly visible target for partisan commentary. A book like this functions less as an isolated publication and more as part of a broader campaign-style information environment, where books, memes, clips, and social media posts reinforce political identities. Because it is designed around criticism, it will likely be received very differently, depending on their readers' prior views. Supporters of Harris may see it as a hostile stunt, while opponents may view it as a humorous form of resistance. That divide is important because it shows how the book is not mainly evaluated by literary standards, but by political alignment. Its relevance depends on the election context, making it a cultural artifact of a specific campaign moment rather than a timeless political study. Fourthly, virality, bestseller status, and the role of online attention. One reason the book became notable is that its notoriety traveled quickly through social media and news coverage. The reports surrounding it describe a viral reaction to the book being discovered in retail settings and shared online, which helped turn it into a bestseller conversation piece. This reveals an important modern publishing dynamic. A book can gain prominence, not because readers are engaging with its arguments, but because the physical joke itself becomes shareable content. In that sense, the book is part of a feedback loop between e-commerce, social media, and political entertainment. The fact that people discussed the book before, or instead of reading it, is part of its cultural function. It shows how novelty can drive visibility more effectively than depth in certain political media environments. The book is therefore less an example of classic publishing success than of attention economy mechanics, where controversy and irony create market demand. Lastly, what the book reveals about political biography as a genre. Although The Achievements of Kamala Harris imitates the language of political biography or evaluation, it also exposes how those genres can be manipulated for satire. A standard political biography usually aims to document a public figure's career with nuance, evidence, and narrative coherence. This book borrows that packaging but reverses the expectation by delivering emptiness instead of analysis. That reversal makes it a useful example of how genre signals can be used to shape meaning before a reader even turns the first page. It also raises a broader question about trust in political publishing. When a book announces itself as factual and comprehensive, readers are primed to expect authority. The satirical emptiness exploits that expectation. As a result, the book is best understood as a parody of political praise books, opposition research, and campaign literature all at once. Its significance lies in how clearly it demonstrates that form, title, and marketing can be as politically meaningful as actual text. In conclusion, The Achievements of Kamala Harris is best suited for readers interested in political satire, election year media, and the way public figures are lampooned in popular culture. It is not a book for readers seeking a traditional biography, policy analysis, or balanced profile of Kamala Harris. Instead, its value lies in its concept. It turns the structure of a political report into a visual joke and uses that joke to comment on partisanship, publicity, and the performance of political argument. For readers studying modern media, it offers a clear example of how a printed book can function as a viral object rather than a literary work. For politically engaged readers, it illustrates how satire can be deployed through packaging alone, without relying on extended prose. What makes it stand out from similar books is its extreme minimalism, and the way its physical emptiness becomes the message. In a crowded field of campaign criticism and political commentary, it is memorable because it is more artifact than argument and more punchline than biography. If you would like to support Jason Dudash, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.